Pope Benedict celebrated Mass in St. Peter's Square today, Palm Sunday, which also serves as Diocesan World Youth Day. During his Angelus address following the Mass, the Holy Father recalled the drowning last week of more than 200 Europe-bound migrants whose overcrowded boat capsized in the stormy waters off Libya. Charles Collins followed events here at the Vatican.
Pope Benedict XVI on Palm Sunday said a successful life without sacrifice does not exist. During his sermon in St. Peter's Square, the Pope spoke about what is involved in saying yes to God, saying whoever promises a good life without self-denial is not telling the truth.
Se getto uno sguardo retrospettivo sulla mia vita personale,
Pope Benedict spoke of his own experience, saying that the times he had said yes to renunciation were the biggest and most important moments in his life. The Palm Sunday ceremony began with a procession in St. Peter's Square, which recalled the entrance of the Lord into Jerusalem. Palm Sunday also serves as the Diocesan World Youth Day. At the end of the liturgy, the youth from Sydney, Australia, gave the World Youth Day cross and icon of Mary to the young people of Madrid, Spain. Sydney hosted World Youth Day last summer, and Madrid will host the next international edition in 2011.
With vivid memories of my visit to Sydney for World Youth Day, I greet Cardinal George Pell, Archbishop of Sydney, and Bishops Anthony Fish and Julian Porges, Auxiliary Bishops of Sydney, who are together here with a large group of young Australians in order to consign to their counterparts from Madrid the World Youth Day Cross and Icon of Our Lady. May the great events of Holy Week strengthen your faith and inspire you to be humble witnesses of charity.
Pope Benedict spoke of the cross's journey across the planet and how we journey with it. He said, on the way of the cross, we find our own way. He said that when we touch the cross, or rather, when we carry it, we touch the mystery of God, the mystery of Christ, the mystery that God so loved the world, he so loved us, he gave his only begotten Son. During the Angelus after Mass, Pope Benedict noted that April 4th was the United Nations' fourth International Day for Mine Awareness.
A 10 anni dell'entrata in vigore della Convenzione per la messa al bando di questi ordigni,
he recalled the 10th anniversary of the Convention to End the Use of Landmines and the recent Convention Against Cluster Munitions. The Holy Father encouraged countries which did not sign these documents to ratify them without delay, since they are important tools to support international human rights. He also expressed his support to any measure that guarantees the necessary assistance to the victims of such devastating weapons. The Pope also spoke about the recent victims of a boating disaster which killed hundreds of African migrants in the Mediterranean Sea. He said, we cannot resign ourselves to such tragedies, which unfortunately have been happening again and again for some time. Pope Benedict said the scope of the problem requires urgent strategies coordinated by the European Union and African countries, as well as the adoption of adequate humanitarian measures to prevent these migrants from going to unscrupulous traffickers. The Holy Father said the problem was getting worse because of the global economic crisis and would only end once African nations, with international help, free themselves from misery and war. I'm Charles Collins.